RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is James Wiseman, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That's our boy Fabby, too. This is his beat. Put that on something, Steiny.
Oh, that's tight. That's a banger.
They don't even say tight anymore.
Don't they?
You know what? My man, but you're old. We're old.
That does sound good.
You know what? That sounds
That's mid. Mid's good, right?
Where you get that? Now, mid is bad.
I know mid is bad. I was thinking about something the other day. Now I can't remember what it was.
Fabby!
Don't worry, we'll talk football, Goo.
Dude, I want to do the draft.
We got packed lines.
Okay, I got you. We started it.
Although, you know what?
This is a big-ass game, man. The possibilities.
There's only one. They're going to win, lose, or tie.
Or it could be six or one.
Right.
Dude, wow.
Okay, so we're talking about it. If the 49ers win, they have the number one seed in the NFC.
Scotty, you ever see the episode of Cheers
football.
With Sam Malone? Diane finally agreed to smooch with him, and she just goes, just, all right. And it was a turnoff to Sam. She was just like, and that's how you said, let's talk about the, that's not what I want, man. Come on, give me some.
I'll appease you.
All right. We got to do the draft. We'll do that. Right. Who you think can win it all?
All right. Austin in San Jose.
Our man.
I think I know what he's going to say.
Happy holidays,
and you
baby.
Know what, Austin? Address it to Guru. I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to be misquoted, Austin. Go ahead.
No, happy holidays to both of y'all. I'm going to kind of agree and disagree with both of you.
Okay.
Guru, your rant early was right on, actually, with respect to how the organization, and whether you like, you know, I've gotten over the JK, whether you like him or not. I think we're past that. Obviously, I like the kid, and it has nothing to do with Kerr's system. I think we got to be careful about judging this kid's future based on what's not happening with Kerr's system. Remembering there's 30 other teams out there, and he's not the only coach that's been successful in the NBA. So I think we should pause on saying we know for sure he's not going to be blah, blah, blah. I don't know that, Steiny, you can sit here and say that. And I'm not saying you're the only one saying it, but saying that I hear you kind of suggest that you know that he's not this, he's not that. I don't know how you would know that at this point.
Well, okay. I know he's not – he'll never be a one. How about that?
But can you say
hold
that?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Like, would that be something that you would – no, I'm saying, is that something I would say that you're talking about?
Yeah, I think he would be a number – I'm going to agree that he might not be a one. I think the problem is suggesting that, you know, going further and saying he's really not this, he's not that, he's – not very good. I even heard you say that he's not good enough to play. And I disagree with that. They're a mediocre 500 team. What are we worried about? When we act like Kerr talks like his team is, you know, in fourth or fifth spot. You know, I mean, the dudes are struggling to win games. They only won last night, but come on. I think you said earlier, Steiny, let's not act like this team is a juggernaut. The guys they're playing, the young guys that they have, are there's nobody special in the young core. They're basically a bunch of hustlers. They hustle, they play hard, but there's no impactful future players. You could do what LeBron did a couple years ago, guys. I think I said this before. Go ahead and trade half of the role players. I mean, I think you probably end up where you were if you traded half of them and bought in new guys. So I don't know what we're worried about. JK is not disrupting the organization. he may not be the solution, but I don't think he's the problem. So I think we've gone overboard with saying, oh, let's just wait till the 15th and J.K. will be gone. Well, that's not going to fix it. And the final thing I wanted to say was, Guru, who are we bringing in on the 15th? Because I'm worried that anybody that's looking at the Warriors and the way that Kerr coaches, who's going to come in here and want to play, excuse me, in a platoon situation where he's running 10 guys out there every night? What player that's really good is going to want to come and play in this situation? So I just say that, guys. Happy New Year.
Back to you.
Talk next year. Thank you.
And you know what, Steiny? You might be proud of me. And Austin, I'm not looking in the star aisle. I'm not looking for Michael Jackson. But give me a James Ingram. Give me a – that's an R&B singer. Give me an Andre Iguodala. Who's at that – you know
He's
what I mean?
He's a Hall of Fame player.
Yeah,
type.
But when he got to the Warriors, he, you know what I mean? He was grown-up in the room. So somebody like that – that's in the spot, and, you know, they could come help immediately with what's upstairs in regard to the mentals and the physical on the court. So it's that, and I'm not thinking Kobe's coming. I get that. But right. What if
the bottom line is, you're right, he's not Kobe, and he doesn't stink. But right now for this team, he doesn't impact winning or losing, and that's why he's not playing, according to Kerr. Yeah. Let's go to Tom in Concord. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, doing well. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I just wanted to, first of all, I'm a big fan of the show. I do kind of want to call out Steiny on something from...
Oh, go ahead, baby. Go ahead. Oh, look at him.
I mean, you guys were talking about Kuminga and Draymond, and I think Steiny, correct me if I'm wrong, if I didn't hear correctly, but it just kind of sounded like you were accusing him for sabotaging the team.
Kind of. You know, it was tongue-in-cheek, yeah, but of course. But there's some truth to that, too.
Wow.
But yes, it was tongue-in-cheek.
I think you could be right. I don't know the guy, but I would bet that that's not true. You know, I don't think that he convinced the team to draft Kuminga just so, you know, he could secure some tenure.
I agree.
You know, and I don't think...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and I don't think that – and you said, oh, he could have potentially, you know, convinced them not to draft Cooper Flagg if that was the case. You know, and I think that – and Lauri Markkanen, and, you know, that could be true. But, again, I would bet that that's not true. And I think it's borderline disrespectful to accuse the man of that. You know what I mean? Everything that the organization has given him, I mean, that's kind of out of pocket. You know, I mean, I feel like maybe that's something you might do. But, I mean, Draymond Green, I don't think he's going to intentionally sabotage the organization, his team, the fans to do that. You know what I mean? But that's just my opinion. I still love your guys.
Yeah, I know. I like you, too.
And I thought you were playing with that.
I was.
All right.
I was. Yeah. It's like my buddy Dane Ali.
The man.
You know, he's got a, you know, it's kind of his sense of humor. It's like, no, of course he wanted Kuminga, because he knew Kuminga was terrible.
Can I bring something personal?
If I'm going into my senior year in college, and my coach goes, hey, let's go see a couple point guards in high school. We got Ken and we got Risotto.
Yeah.
Okay. And Risotto's worse. I like risotto, Coach. Let's get risotto in here.
I'm inexperienced.
No, but I understand that. That's what it's all about. They're a family. They're a dynasty. The input. I mean, but Bob, but I mean, when you read it, it's like, damn, how much sway did they really have, you know, on Bob in regard to that being the final pick? But I mean, it is what it is.
I mean, that's the one where, yeah, if Draymond talked him into it, then it's their fault anyway. Like, it, or encourage them, and they like it's. The general manager and the president and the owner are the guys who make the pick and have the final decision. So whether Draymond has influence or not, I don't take any of the onus off the organization for their picks just because Draymond might have wanted a guy or didn't want a guy.
Yeah. I'm over here battling, Steiny.
About what?
How bad? You invited me and the station to your house for New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got a text about an hour ago that my family made a decision without me to where they're going to TT's for New Year's Eve. I don't want to go to TT's on New Year's Eve. And as a father, I'm offended that you guys made that decision. Oh. So now I'm double backing because Willard hit me to about your spot.
Sure.
How bad of a look do you think it is?
If you come alone?
Yeah, if they're one.
I love it.
But how bad of a look would
I... Not bad. It's not bad.
Would I get in a car accident driving back home because I wasn't with my family?
Well, if you had 14, maybe.
I know, but like I'm upset and I'm thinking about, you know what? How dare you guys make that decision to go to TT? I might pull up on you. I just want to know the optics. How bad would it look? Or would you be like, no, you're freelance? Because when you said Dane, I'm like, I could pull up.
We have questions. Is TT a family member or a friend?
My wife's best friend. They're like family. I just saw them Christmas Eve. They would when my daughter was my niece was playing the violin. They want to play
games.
How
many people will be at TT's?
About 10 or 11.
Ooh, that's not a party.
I'm out.
What time does it start?
As they said, 7.
Yeah, mine starts at 5.
But the point is, me without my fam, is that bad? Pasta, you can check. Well, you ain't married.
My responsibilities are very less than yours.
But Norm would never be without Daisy on New Year's Eve. Right? I got my answer. I'm tired of being pushed around, man.
There'll be a lot of action at my party, too.
Dude, Willard's coming. Dude. Christy, Div's not making it. Shasky not feeling well.
He wasn't making it anyway.
Spadoni. Yeah, 0-2. He ain't feeling well either. What'd the boss say? What was his excuse? Because I know he got out of our show party. We won't talk about that.
I don't know. I don't know if he's coming or not. I don't, like, honestly.
Now, why would you not solidify, is my boss coming or not? Go ask him.
I have no idea.
I mean, I swear to God, once I gave Ken his invite today.
Well, he looked perplexed.
And he's like, well, I'm not sure if I'm going to. I'm like, I don't care if you come or not. Okay. I really don't. I swear to God, I do not care.
Pofter brought up everybody that said yes. You go, let me look at that thing. Oh, that's something out of Larry David. Oh.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Mug Studios.
Yeah, a lot of people saying that's a bad look, Goo.
I think it might
Posse be. Got in my ear. He said, you do care who shows up. When you say you don't, my mom said, what you confess is what you possess. So if you're saying you don't care, you do.
Goo. I don't care how many people.
I hear you.
You're right. I do care. Because I'm the guy... I'm the worrier.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I'm the worrier. So we're going to have too many people at the house. My one daughter's 20 years old. Her friends are coming. I don't like that already. I'm going to be...
Yeah.
I'm going to be tense.
You can't enjoy it.
Is anybody else like this? Hey, let's have a party. Okay, let's have a party. Saturday at 6 o'clock.
Let's go.
Great idea. Yes, sir. Let's have a party. And then it's 5:30 and you're like, why are we having a party? I have no idea why we're having a party.
I'm on the other side of that. We're juiced, but I hear you.
All right. Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Okay. Can we get some music results? Some NFL thing you got on hand? We're doing a draft.
Can I set it up? that nobody even knows what we're doing.
It took me 4 hours to get this thing out. We got 2 minutes, but go ahead.
All right, so what's the bet on this?
Well, there's no bet.
No, there is a bet. You pay.
Oh, wow.
We're going through a draft.
Okay.
And
we're going to draft teams.
If one of your teams wins, I'll buy you a drink if one of my team wins.
All right, and I'm recording it. I got my pen. All right, let's do it.
Okay, you want the first pick?
No, I'm going to give you first pick. So, this is predicated on...
I need to get the standings up.
Boy, this is predicated on the confidence level you have on who will win the Super Bowl. And we've combined both conferences, AFC and NFC, the only two conferences. And we'll see how far down we get before the Niners are picked and who and why. Not every team, Stoney. You're a man of many words, but remember, we only got 10 minutes in this segment because you go long.
Well, it can spill over.
Yeah, and we can have the fans input on where they got the Niners slotted and who they think can win it all.
All right, so in other words, to people out there, I have the number one pick, so in theory, this should be the biggest favorite.
To you, to Steiny.
Okay.
And I got my list. This is a great idea.
I can't put the Niners there because I don't know if they're going to be the one seed. Something about the Rams I don't like either now.
We got 10 minutes.
I know. I'm just thinking if I should take one of those two AFC teams, but I can get the one. Believe it or not.
What do you feel?
Okay, I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm going to do, but I think I'm taking the Eagles.
Wow.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow, that's your one.
But it's because I don't like the NFC. I don't like those teams. The Eagles have all the talent.
Okay. And if you're right, nothing's going on behind closed doors. This your pick. And I'm like, they scare me because they got it done.
Okay.
What if their offense looks like it did in the Super Bowl against Kansas City week one against whoever they play, or if they get it? Well, they're not getting a bye. Okay, Stein, right, so you took Philly. They were number two on my list.
Okay.
I'm going Rams. I got them number one. I know last night. They know they're going to be 5 or 6. They weren't getting the one seed. So I got the Rams. I just feel like they – Matt Stafford and McVay in that defense. I got the Rams.
All right.
Okay. Here we go. Rams and Philly off the board.
I wonder if there's an advantage of going to the AFC here.
Advantage.
I'm going to take... This is really fun.
Yeah, this is the playoffs, though.
This is not easy.
We got 8 minutes now. Look at Foster.
I'm going to take the Patriots.
I had them 8th on my list. Wow. Can I ask why?
Oh, wait. Do they have the number one seed?
No, yeah.
Tied with the Broncos, but the Broncos are. Anyway, I'll take the Pats.
All right. I'm going to surprise people with this. I'm going to Houston Texans.
Ooh.
Their defense is incredible. Stroud, I've been down on, Steiny, but you hand the ball off, you run, don't turn it over. That defense and D'Amico Ryans and the AFC, I have no confidence in it. The Chiefs aren't around. So, Steiny, Houston is my second pick.
Okay.
As you took, who did you take?
Patriots.
You took them to Patriots. So they're gone. Okay. All right. Well, no Niners yet.
This may be the call. I can't take Seattle. It's something about Seattle.
What is it? They got a chance to be the one seed. And they come in with one more win than the Niners. You don't like Darnold.
Not really. I'm going to take the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Denver Broncos.
I had them at 6 for me. Okay. Do you really believe they got action?
Yes, I do. I mean, look at that. Somebody crazy is going to win.
Well,
you think Jacksonville's going
to
win it?
You're on to something.
Houston?
There. All right. Here I go. I mean this. I'm going Seattle. It was going to be San Francisco. I'm going, Steiny, that defense is stellar. That offense, they got one of the best receivers, if not the best receiver in the game. They can run the ball. So until I see Darnold, see Ghost, and again, they're going to be in the tournament. I got to go with Seattle, man. I just do. Okay.
I'll take the Niners.
And they were my next one.
Now I got a reason to root for them. And the Bay Area is loving that.
Look at you. Now, I'm going to shock you with this next one. I got the Jacksonville Jaguars, Steiny.
All right.
I had them 6 on my list. I just, I like what I'm seeing from the coach, Cohen, and also their quarterback. They got ETM running the ball. I didn't like how they played against Indy, but they won. But I'm going Jacksonville. So we got the Niners, Jacksonville off the board. Only four left. No, six left.
We got the Packers. No.
Yeah.
The Bears. I'll tell you what, I gotta go with
who you got?
Oh boy. I'm gonna take the Bills.
Are you watching them play?
They're 11-5.
They have no defense.
We're down to 9. Okay.
All right, okay, so you're taking Buffalo. All right.
What did you just do?
Dude, you looked up like he's here, and I was having. We'll see him in a minute.
You know, it's really it's cool, though, to look up and see Risotto. That was cool.
That's a Steiny thing, Evan. Okay, so you got Buffalo. Steiny, what don't you like about Ben Johnson in Chicago? I know they're opportunistic defense.
Quarterback.
I'm going Chicago. With what's left, I'm going Chicago.
All right.
All right, so now we're down to the final four.
I'll take the Chargers.
And I'll take Green Bay because it ain't Pitt or Carolina. You got the Chargers. Shout out
to
Evan.
So we're down to
Pitt and Carolina. Carolina beats Tampa. All right, we're down to Carolina / Tampa.
And we're down to Pittsburgh / Baltimore, right? So I'll take Pittsburgh / Baltimore.
Okay. All right, and I got I'm hoping Tampa just for Baker Mayfield purposes, but they can't win a game. I'm going Tampa.
Tampa and Carolina.
So we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Niners win 7 out of 14 teams.
Yep.
Guenstein had the Niners going. I mean, it is for the teams that didn't make the playoffs. You can kill the music, Pasta. No, I just that was great. But for the teams that didn't make the playoffs, it's got to really truly hurt. There's no big dog in this. The Niners got action. Do you understand
why
that?
Why didn't you take them first?
I just feel like the Rams, they've done it. Who'd you have?
Eagles,
they've done it. I studied New England and Houston. Maybe we should have won.
The AFC. There's
but those defenses, both those teams' defenses are better. My only question for the Niners is the defense, and I'm not by myself.
It sounds like you're crying about something. What are you whining about?
That the Niners might could be high. Like, okay, well, anybody could win it.
Yeah, I have the Niners.
And honestly, how do you look at this game Saturday?
I think they're going to win.
You do?
Yes,
wow.
I do.
Vegas ain't too far from you.
I think they're going to win. And I can't believe I'm saying this. I think they're going to cover.
Oh, well, it's one, so they're getting one.
I think it could be a... good solid win.
Wow. Could you what do we say
I
then?
I can't imagine.
What? And look, normally I'm crying and I need my binky or pacifier. Oh, Trent's not going to play. What if I told you that's on brand? That both of them could sit out and I still got the same confidence in the Niners as a whole. What is that not the greatest compliment to Kyle Shanahan?
Well, and it's also the biggest insult you could give to Trent Williams, so I'm here for it.
No.
They don't miss him.
But we can say that about Brock.
Exactly.
And how did that go? What about the Tunges? This team has shown us, Steiny, one, I had a boss get fired for this, but I'm black and I can. One monkey don't stop the show. She was white, said he got let go.
She got fired for that?
Yeah, she got fired. But we had 14 reps and a lot more average.
What?
Yeah, she got fired. I don't want to tell you the name of the job. One monkey can't stop the show. She dropped a pin. Those people didn't like it.
You can't get fired for that.
She'd been there 17 years. I'm just telling you the truth. Pause didn't happen.
And oh, my God. I would have been fuming. There's just no way. That's a wrongful termination. There is no racial overtone or undertone to that.
Well, you're not black, so you can't say that.
Okay.
But if somebody takes that, and somebody did... Okay. Investigation happens, Donnie.
And I'm at the end now, so I don't care. So hold on a second. There's a phrase.
Yeah, you got it. I said it. Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, they got her, Donnie. 17 big ones. Day Craig. They let her go. They had an investigation. Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, I'm just telling you, what one player doesn't stop the Niners show, man. It just doesn't.
You cannot. What's her name?
I can't do it, man. I can't do it. Man, they came for it, though. Quick. Anyway, it's not, yeah.
Okay.
There's not, injuries don't you get it, the theme?
No, I'm more worried about this.
I could tell having to be you
careful,
about it.
Having to be careful to use the word monkey without context.
Well, we're in that world, man.
We're
past that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I get fired for saying we had a toy as a child? It was called a barrel of monkeys. It was a little plastic thing.
I remember that.
Right, and there's phrases. That's funny. Like,
but that was back in the day, Stani. A lot of things are going on.
So I can't say.
You can say whatever you want.
Okay, so if I'm like, oh, I got it. Party was so great last night. It was like a barrel of monkeys. I'll get fired? No chance.
I'm just telling you my experience.
I dare you. You know what?
My experience.
Try to fire me.
We had, outside of myself, there were 14 reps, Stani, and 9 of us were African-American. And somebody didn't like it, and I don't know why are you truly shocked in this world we're in now?
There had to be a racial component to it,
you're too smart not to figure it out. And I'm not saying you what word, Sonny, you can't say a bunch of words now.
Like,
yeah, it was said. Like,
that's
17
an old P.T. Barnum phrase.
It used to be, but now it says you got to be careful out here.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm
not going to be careful.
Trick arrow in the chat. A dumbass world we're in.
Yeah, I'm not going to be careful. I'm not going to be careful.
Oh, she was hurt. Because she had no bad meaning on it, but.
You better be careful.
It was too late.
Shut up, Steve.
Might be the next president.
He has no chance.
Oh, who cares?
He can't be worse. Now, I got to be careful.
It's
the bar is set so low now, anybody can do it.
But he
see,
he can't get elected.
Don't
president.
Be disrespectful.
Like, he may do a better or worse job once he's there. He can't be elected.
What's coming up on the game
is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also sponsored by Kalshi. Trade on anything.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.